After the car comes to a stop, Eduardo Castro, who goes by Eddie, is so eager to get out, he does not wait to get his walker out of the trunk. Castro's a legal resident of the U.S., but spends a lot of time in Ciudad Juarez with his wife. Last August 3rd, he'd crossed the border from Mexico, as he often does, to shop at the Cielo Vista Walmart. Today, though, he's come to an El Paso park to meet with 38-year-old Adria Gonzalez and her mother. Conversation flows easily in Spanish, Castro's preferred language. This is the first time he's seen the pair since last year's mass shooting. A hot summer breeze blows through the trees. They all wear masks and stand 6 feet apart, excited to see each other. Talk quickly turns to memories of that day and the moment when they heard the gunshots. When it started, Adria Gonzalez says she and her mother were debating which cut of beef to buy. Gonzalez quickly rushed from the meat department to the front of the store, ushering dozens of shoppers to the back as the gunman advanced. Eddie Castro was in the produce department when he heard Gonzalez yell. He ran. Castro's 72. Many of the shoppers that Saturday morning were older and had gone to Walmart to cash their monthly Social Security checks. More than half of the 23 people killed were over 60. The oldest was a 90-year-old man. Castro says he saw the shooter kill an elderly couple. If he had not followed Adria Gonzalez, he believes he would have ended up dead too.
Me la mandó Dios del cielo como un ángel.
He calls Gonzalez an angel. For a moment, they forget COVID-19 precautions and embrace. Gonzalez's mother, 75-year-old Águeda Ponce Torres, quickly reminds them they must stand apart. She says she's not surprised her daughter flew to the aid of people during the shooting. Ponce Torres says a year later she still feels a lot of pain and mourns the lives cut short. All three say they're in therapy and are often on edge in stores. Castro says he still has trouble eating and sleeping. He rarely talks about the attack, but says this reunion was a chance to release pent-up emotions. Gonzalez agrees, switching to English to explain.
Yes, talking to him, it was just taking everything out and how we have the similar emotional situations and how we feel about it after that morning of August the 3rd. It's that connection we have between us. It's like I know him in another life.
She says saving Castro was like helping an abuelo, a grandfather, in this close-knit border community where many see each other as family.
We did it.
They survived. After promising to stay in touch, the trio walk through the park to their cars. Gonzalez and her mother will head to their homes in El Paso. Castro will make his way to the International Bridge, back to Juarez. Getting into his car, Castro calls out to the women. He asks God to bless and help them. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.